It's Backstreet Boys on Rise FM with Incomplete at about 20 past 10 this morning. We're chatting to Sisivero, our financial expert this morning, about financial wellness being like financial fitness, more like financial fitness. And if we compare our relationship with money with the gym or at least some fitness regimen, then I can safely say I go on and off the wagon. Then I get it right, then I fall off track. So we're going to try and see if we can, you know, get some steps in how we develop a financial wellness plan to boost our money management skills and hopefully reduce stress levels. Because sometimes, washo bobo, atika, hambe ufuna umsebenzi, dadewethu uzobona ukuthi indlala. Good morning, Sis Vera. Welcome to Rise FM.
Morning for me and morning, Rise FM listener.
Well, we're happy to chat to you yet again this morning. Bantwana babuyele esikolweni, ebatali baphethwe stress. Ngathi yabo, when we stress about how January has all these expenses, kwangathi uextende into February, because if you had not budgeted for the kids returning to school, there's an increase in petrol that you'll have to incur with the extra drop-offs. And skaftin, if you thought badla ekhaya, hey, wait until you get to skaftin. So we're going to try and unpack kutsi sendanjani to plan better, budget better, save and extinguish our debt. Where do we even start?
So for me, I made a promise to do a live example, yeah, like your moon to who's not earning so much.
Yeah.
So today let's talk about Uzama, who's just earning 18,000 rand and wants to be financially free before Azuba Nabantuag. Uzama, like any of us, is paying rent, upadali electricity, groceries, usapota batali bakhe, upadali transport to work, une loan, a balance of 40,000 at bank B, upadali installment ya yone credit card.
Okay.
And at the end of the month, bakhe upadala konke lokhu, Uzama is just left with 200 rand. They say, uyabuza ukuthi, kodwa, how am I ever going to be financially fit? 200 rand when I'm only able to take 500 rand out of the whole 10,000.
Now, you see, Sis Vero, how we end up digging into our credit, because nasekuselelo 200 rand, shortly credit card lenge ibhadala kungiyahle ngiloko ngibuyela ngihle ngayo futhi.
Bona, that's what normally people do. But if you set ilento, ibudget yakho ye grocery, mm-hmm. You set your budget and you stick to it. And learn which the credit card, because a credit card is both a blessing and a curse wrapped in one.
So,
Because most of the credit card, the full limit, it minus on your credit scores. Then when I'll call you to manage your, you are living off your credit card. But if you make sure that we spend this amount only 50%, and we pay actually every month the installment due, you earn higher points on the credit bureau for his credit score. Yeah. So, you are careful with your spend financial.
So this is so interesting.
And the good thing about the credit card,
is
the interest is lower than a loan, and the interest is not fixed. I'm interested in my wish. Now you're I'm like, I'm alone.
Now, going to the example, Yagazam, somehow she's able to save 500 rand a month on top of looking at a budget. Yaga, 60% of it goes between rent, groceries, and supporting her parents.
Yes. So, when let's help you. Save better. City, Zama, pay your credit card normal installment and don't use it. Put it aside to supplement the emergency fund. Go 500 rand, save it. City, Zama, save 200 rand. Because all savings account ukunikeza i 5% interest. Ne?
Aha.
While in loan oyibhadalayo it charges at 8% interest. So mawuthatha the 300 rand uyibhadala ku loan. At the end of the year, ne?
Yep.
Lama 300 rand ayenza u 3600.
Mm.
Mawuyibeke ku savings account iyo ena only ulendo u 780 in interest the whole year.
Whereas Glea balance ya 40,000 at 28% interest.
Glea balance ya 40,000. Ungakhona ukureduce lesikweletu ngo 3,600 plus i-1,800 ye interest ngebe izo eneka bule lento, bule loan.
Powerful. Ngicela sibambe la kwanyalo sisivero, because you've given us quite a bit to digest. I'll share this example yakazama on our Facebook page, so you can just, because it's quite a few numbers to look at. But now when we return, sisivero, we'll look at, we did say she's only left with 200 rand to build her wealth, and we started on some steps for her to maybe restructure I budget yakhe so that it helps her extinguish that debt faster. Here's Maroon 5, Bana Cardi B, Bati Girls Like You. Maybe you're feeling like a girl like Zama. Send your question 072-885-7702. It's Maroon 5 with Cardi B on this one, Girls Like You. We're chatting to our financial expert, Sis Veronica Wagadludlu. Sis Veronica, uthi malebula, guys, ngiyani fani khuluma ngazama. 2,000 rand parent support. She has a lot of money. Nayo ke black tax.
Most of us unable to be like lectures of which none of my thing I turned out which is if you know when's any rather set a limit which mama is on this amount every month it fell in a lap, because if you do not set imali every month you will never be able to be financially free, because this week you should be crazy, next week you should be crazy. Days later, Busho and Gamachelwan, you can make 100 rand with Strat. Next week, the next thing you check, you've spent more than 4,000 rand.
Easy.
But now, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
now, Sis Zama, Sis Vero, Simsitanjani Zama, to, you know, because like you mentioned earlier on, financial wellness is like fitness. So 1 month she gets it right, the next month bathamngana leyo ngoba bekungana limit ekhaya sekunetidzingo nalokuya ninini sebo Valentine nema birthday siyahamba. And the risk with paying back your debt is they then continue inviting you and giving you credit ngoba naku ngathi igama lakho selihlobile.
Lay credit, we're trying to reach targets. When you need to be disciplined. Credit buffer, if you can, avoid it as much as possible. Either you're something or yes, your value you cannot get away from, but not for survival in partial to get shuttling. So you will be especially I'd rather dig into my emergency savings for that wedding outfit than go and get a credit. And on this journey of financial fitness, don't do it on your own. Maunaba sona, do it with your kids. Maunaba zali, plan with them and show them that I really can't fit in anything extra.
And they hold you accountable. Sis Vero, it's always so enlightening, and it's such a pleasure to chat to you, especially on Sombulugo. Final words as we wrap it up this morning to help us as we get into gear into our financial fitness journey.
Get rid of your debt. Na noma kungaba kancane kancane. Get rid of your debt. if you have more than three, more than five, choose the one with the lowest balance, ufake extra, and extinguish it, and move on to the next one, ubhadala ama extras. The feeling of finishing a skeleton is great. I know you probably know the feeling of okay, I'm finished is better than anything. So hold on and keep on.
Thank you once again and have an awesome, awesome week ahead.
All right. Nyabonga.
AKA Banayanga Vasichiga, we're going to be following up yet again out in the Highveld. Find out what's going on.